I remember that from the very beginning of my being in bed continuously, my lover, Jesus, would make himself seen very often, which he had not done in the past. From the very beginning, he told me that he wanted me to take on a new method of life in order to dispose myself to that mystical marriage which he had promised me. He would say to me, "Beloved of my heart, I have put you in this state so that I might come more freely to converse with you. See, I have freed you of all external occupations, so that not only your soul, but also your body might be at my disposal, and so that you might remain in continuous holocaust before me. See, had I not drawn you into this bed, since you would have to carry out your family duties and submit yourself to other sacrifices, I could not come so often and let you share in the offenses as I receive them. At most, I would have to wait for when you have fulfilled your duties. But now, no, we are free. There is no one left who may bother us and interrupt our conversation. From now on, my afflictions will be yours, and yours mine. My sufferings yours, and yours mine. My consolations yours, and yours mine. We will unite all things together, and you will take interest in my things as if they were your own. And so I will do with yours. Between the two of us, there will no longer be, this is mine and this is yours, but everything will be in common on both sides. Do you know how I acted with you? Like a king, when he wants to speak with his queen and spouse, and she's with other ladies on other affairs. What does the king do? He takes her and brings her inside his room. They close the door, so that no one may go and interrupt their conversation and hear their secrets. And so, once they are alone, they communicate their consolations and their afflictions to each other. Now, if someone imprudent went to knock, shouting from behind the door, and did not leave them alone to enjoy their conversation, would the king not take offense? So have I done with you. And in the same way, I would be displeased if anyone wanted to take you away from this state.